The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the 14th week in Ordinary Time. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. After having kept the 12 apostles close to him at the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus does something that they probably did not expect. He sends them on a mission. St. Matthew describes this in the first few verses of chapter 10 of his gospel. He gives them authority to share in his own divine power and then sends them out, presumably to places that Jesus had not yet visited. You know, we have to wonder what the apostles were thinking and how they reacted to this commissioning that the Lord gave them. I'm sure they were surprised. I'm pretty sure they felt inadequate. Maybe they were a little scared or nervous. But I also imagine that they were excited. But one thing is certainly clear. The gospel makes no mention of the apostles' hesitation, of a doubt, or of any objection to the mission, which had certain parameters. First, Jesus confines them to the people of Israel. He entrusts them with a special divine power that will authenticate the mission that they undertake. And the message that they carry is simple. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, let's look for a moment at each of these characteristics. First, that it's confined to the people of Israel. For while Jesus brought the gospel to the Gentiles as well as to the chosen people, the apostles' first mission was limited to the house of Israel. I mean, after all, the Jews had the right, in a certain sense, to hear the gospel first, since they were the people of the covenant, having been prepared through the prophets and the whole history of Israel to receive the Messiah when he came. Jesus, of course, being God, could transcend this limitation because all of creation belongs to him, but the apostles, of their own initiative, could not. Or at least, they were instructed to keep themselves focused on their main audience. The second characteristic of this mission is the power of healing and exorcism which Jesus gives to the apostles. He imbues them with the power to heal and to drive out demons, which the Lord himself had been doing. These are events to which the apostles had been witnesses. And this direct participation in Christ's own power and anticipates the day when, as the first priests and bishops, the apostles would carry out the Lord's mission through the sacraments and through the proclamation of the word. But what's really important is that it's clear that this power comes from Christ and it belongs to him. The apostles are instruments. They're instruments of the exercise of that power, over which they have to exercise a form of spiritual stewardship. And the third characteristic is that the kernel of their message is simple and straightforward. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They don't have to repeat the whole of the Sermon on the Mount. It's enough to stick to that message as the starting point of all their preaching. I mean, this is how Jesus inaugurated his public ministry, isn't it? And it's fitting the apostles do the same. And this proclamation remains the heart of the gospel. Repent and believe, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, there's a richness of Christian doctrine, and it's all rooted in this fundamental truth, that we are sinners in need of redemption, something which only God can provide. And a change of heart is needed, conversion is needed, not only to acknowledge our sins, but to receive the grace of redemption. Well, even though we are not apostles, we do have a share in their mission, with some important differences. The Christian shares in the call to make Jesus and the gospel known, not by leaving our place in the world, as the apostles did, but for most of us, by sanctifying our place in the world, by witness, charity, and the overflowing fruits of prayer and sacramental living. Well, let's ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to carry out this mission with confidence and trust in God. God bless you.